fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 28th day of August. The prepper tip today is to inspect all your batteries and inspect your battery chargers. Make sure they're in good condition and ready to go. This is Farmers Monday with my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, world-class training with rifles and pistols, and occasionally some very high-end first aid training. Beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there. We'll teach you how to properly clean your rifle. And yes, there's a telephone number. It will be entered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me now?
You have excellent audio. Thank you, sir. Keep doing what you're doing. The first hour, we had my friend Andrew Butchin. He was a Special Forces commander in Iraq, 11 men, 18 with one woman. And I wasn't sure, but I was pretty sure what the answer would be. I said, Andrew, these 11 men, they all were probably more closely shaved in the morning, combed their hair better, kept the uniforms clean and neat because of the one woman on the team. He says, yes, John, that's exactly what happened. They all were paying more attention to her than they were the mission.
Oh, no.
Does that surprise you?
I don't know if human nature ever surprises me, John.
Well, we got a million years of men acting certain ways around women, and military training is not going to change it, is it, sir?
Yeah, it may not. It may not have a primal effect. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of issues moving forward. The election becomes more bizarre. We have another candidate who is not a natural-born citizen, as much as I like this guy. He's not qualified, Vivek Ramaswamy. His parents were not American citizens when he was born. Otherwise, he could be a great president. We have accusations flying back and forth. We have President Trump still supporting Operation Warp Speed, which is part of the worst crime in recorded human history, in my opinion. And we have on the Democratic side a great candidate who will not become the Democratic nominee, Robert Kennedy Jr., and a make-believe candidate who has an imposter giving the State of the Union which is demonstrably evidenced by the photographs of him giving the State of the Union, was not the real Joe Biden. The world has become quite bizarre and strange, hasn't it, sir?
Well, we live in strange times. There's strange things happening all around the world, and there is definitely a move for a takeover and control. And, you know, generally speaking, just from a philosophical point of view, the population on planet Earth was a result of the collective decisions of human beings that were literally made in the bedroom. And now we have people that want to control the population of the earth through a system of government or an organization. It's just bizarre by any measure. And you know, men have been excluded from this process now. It's all going to be central control. It's all going to be a very few number of people trying to control everyone else on the planet. It's about to get ugly.
It is. Ultimately, I believe they will fail. But in the meantime, it's going to be a rough road of a lot of trials and tribulation between now and when they do fail, don't you think, sir?
Well, I do think so. And I think that, you know, the typical pattern for war on a global scale has always been a commodity war, then a currency war, and then a shooting war. We've had our commodity war over oil. We're in the middle of a currency war. The shooting war has begun in Ukraine. And that event is big enough to suck the whole world in at some point.
Well, by proxy, the whole world is sucked in already. It's just not all that obvious, is it, sir?
Well, it's not public knowledge, you know, who's involved doing what. So it will be hard to tell real time how things are happening. But and the fact that the propaganda machine that is the national media, the news media in America, I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting. You can listen to news media in Germany or in Great Britain, France. You will hear things that you will never hear or see in the media in the United States of America. And it's not because Americans don't have an interest in the story or it isn't relevant to Americans. It's because the news media is so controlled now that they're basically speaking in one voice. The news media doesn't matter. Fox, CNN, it's almost all groupthink.
Roger that. Let's talk about training, if we could. We have an excellent world-class training facility in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, that does training all year long, except the coldest part of the year, where no normal person wants to be outside. What training coming up would people be interested in that has some available slots, sir?
Well, let me take a look here. Our schedule for the fall is now posted. All the basic classes are out there on the schedule. See if we can bring this up. Okay, on September 16th and 17th, we have 3 spots open in the Introduction to Precision 1,000-Yard Shooting. This course is designed to teach you how to read the wind, to teach you how to synchronize your optics. You have a parallax minimization knob. You have an ocular focus. It teaches you how to integrate your trajectory with your optics. And that's a very important thing. A lot of people don't realize when they listen to YouTube and they listen to the PRS shooters that are really not doing state-of-the-art things with rifles, you wind up developing a system for long-range shooting where you click your elevation knob or you click your windage knob. So if you're 0 to 100 and you have a target at 630 yards, you may click up 14 minutes. Well, that's 14 times 4 clicks on most scopes. That's a lot of clicks to count out.
Right.
And it takes time to do that, right? Well, in a modern scope, you have these laser-etched reticles that are much more accurate than the tracking mechanisms on the scopes. And you could take a much more precise shot if you simply know what hash mark and where to hold it on your reticle system. And it's much faster. Of course, we teach the more efficient system that actually works in the real world in real conditions. I can't tell you how many times I've watched guys click their scopes on a hunt, and by the time they count out their elevation change, the animal, the trophy that they wanted to hunt was gone. Walked into the woods or walked over a hill, just disappeared. Time matters, not just when you're hunting, but it matters even more when you're in a firefight. And so we teach a system that is very fast, very efficient. I can range a target and shoot it in less than 5 seconds with no laser rangefinder with our system. And if you're going to be a long-range shooter, you're a long-range hunter, you want to use a long-range precision rifle for standoff capability in a conflict, you're going to want to use our system. I can promise you that. Once you see how our system works, you'll never go back. So we've got one class on September 16th and 17th for 1,000-yard shooting, and then we have one more long-range class October 21st and 22nd. So it's like the second to third week of each month. We've got two more classes left. So if you're interested in long-range precision training, you'll want to get in one of these classes in September, October. On September 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, we have the basic tactical handgun rifle course. It's a four-day block, 2 days of handgun, 2 days of rifle. If you want to get into our defensive training program, that is a prerequisite course. That is the first course you must take. Doesn't matter what your skill level is, you're going to start there. Don't worry if you haven't had any training. That course is designed to bring you up to speed. You'll do just fine in that course. No problem there. Let's see. We have October 6th, 7th, and 8th, we have the Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle course. That is the course that follows the basic tactical course. You learn how to use cover. You learn how to shoot from inside vehicles through glass. You learn how to bound and communicate, exfil a vehicle and escape, break contact with a violent crowd. You're learning all kinds of different skills in that course. Then October 12th, we have our first one-day stop junction bleed course. This is absolutely imperative first aid training. If you haven't had this training from a special forces medic, you really need to take this course. It is absolutely vital information for every adult to have, even teenagers to have. If you have kids that can attend this course on Thursday or Friday, give me a call. That child may save your life. That 15, 16, 14-year-old son, daughter that you have may actually save your life if you ever get injured. It's not only important for you to be in the course, it's vastly important for the people around you to have this information. So we have a one-day junction bleed course on October 12th. We have a one-day junction bleed course on October 13th. And then we have our combat medic level 1 course on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th of October. That class is about 2/3 full. So if you've got the prerequisite courses, if you've got the basic tactical course, you have the enhanced urban vehicle course, and you've had a junction bleed course, then you have all three prerequisite courses to get into the combat medic level 1. We've reserved the 13th of October, the second junction bleed course, for anybody that wants into the combat medic course and has to take, they still have yet to take the junction bleed course, and they need that as a prerequisite. So if you haven't had the junction bleed course and you need that to get into the combat medic course, we've got openings for you on Friday.
Outstanding.
And then on October 20th, We have the precision reloading course. We've only done two of those this year. This will be our third and last one. Teach you how to make ammo for long range precision shooting, how to load your own ammo. That's followed up by the 1,000-yard class on the 21st and 22nd of October. And then November, we've got an enhanced marksmanship tactical rifle course. We have our final basic tactical handgun and rifle course, November 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then the last course of the year, we have Advanced 1 tactical course, December 2nd. Advanced 1 tactical, December 2nd and 3rd. And that wraps it up for 2023.
Outstanding. Well, our instructors are very dedicated. They love what they do, don't they, sir?
Oh, we have the best instructors in the world. I set very high standards for instructors. If you can't do, you can't teach at the Freedom Center. So our instructors are so skilled. You'll see a El Presidente demonstrated for you in under 4 seconds. You'll see just incredible skills. Our instructors aren't going to just tell you what to do from a book. They're going to show you how it's done at high speed at the professional level. And we've had our instructor corps includes guys from SEAL Team 6, from SEAL Team 10, civilians that can outshoot all of our SEAL Team instructors. We have Marine Corps, MARSOC. We've had Army sniper instructors. We've had Special Forces medics, 18 Deltas. Of course, Jake from the Air Force, who teaches at the SEER, the Pilot Escape and Evasion School. He's one of the top docs there. Just really talented core of instructors. And they enjoy what they do, and we have a lot of fun, and we transfer a whole bunch of knowledge to the students.
All right. Well, something we need to repeat this more frequently, you and I, is for all our listeners that own a firearm, a rifle, a pistol, and so forth, to if they don't know how to do this, work with a certified gunsmith to get spare parts that typically break on modern firearms, which would be extractors, firing pins, and springs. And there's other parts that are firearm-specific on the AR-15, for example.
Sure.
But almost out of every 100 men and women own a rifle or a pistol, less than 1% would own spare parts for that rifle or pistol. Would that be a fair statement, sir?
Yeah, I would say very few people in the past have been smart enough to carry spare parts. But, you know, nowadays, a lot of people are sort of getting wise because of this radio show and people training at the Freedom Center. There's a lot more people out there that have changed the parts that break most frequently on their guns, and they've decided to carry a few spares, and that's a very important thing. So maybe we should talk about that after the break. We'll talk a little bit about what type of spares you should have for different types of very common tactical firearms.
Well, we got a minute to get started. Let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, well, let's start with the AR-15. The AR-15 has some weaknesses. Cheap charging handles break. But the most common thing that breaks on an AR-15 is the bolt catch bolt release mechanism. They're typically cast, and they have a little porosity in them, and after you use them a few times, they just break. And now you have no way to lock your bolt back or to release your bolt. It is a problem. Change that cast bolt catch on your AR-15. Get a billet bolt catch. Put that in there. We'll talk more about the AR-15, I guess, after the break. We'll go over a couple more things you need to have for spares with the AR-15.
Right. And, ladies and gentlemen, we don't expect you to know what these parts are. But work with a certified gunsmith if you don't understand what we're talking about. We'll be back after the break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM. Where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My Labor Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight a week from today. 25% off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and you can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, and I take care of the sale price refund manually. Or you can call my toll-free hotline. Line. It's 800-592-9543. Quick recap on that. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders. Excellent website, freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone, if you want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging. Give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And Sam, it's really to get back to why we encourage people to have spare parts, a person may spend $500 on a battle rifle or $12,000 on a custom-built rifle. A $1 spring could cause it to become an expensive doorstop, couldn't it, sir?
Yeah, the problem is if your gun's not functioning, you now have a club. You don't have a gun.
Precisely.
And that's not a good thing in a firefighter threat situation or a civil unrest situation. You need to have a firearm that works. You know, when we talk about spare parts.
Roger that.
I want to talk about arrogance and then talk about spare parts.
Let's do that, please.
Because if you weren't around during the LA riots and didn't see the Asian store owners defending their life and their livelihood and their businesses from being destroyed from violent crowds using firearms, if you missed that part in LA, California, then shame on you, right? If you missed the riots in Baltimore, Maryland, if you missed the violence in Chicago, if you missed the violence and the $70 million worth of arson damage done in Ferguson, right? I mean, I could sit here for an hour with a list of go over violent situations that occurred inside the United States of America where you absolutely needed a gun, and if you had one, you saved a life or saved a business. You saved someone's livelihood. And so the arrogance of thinking, I don't need a firearm to defend myself. It can never happen to me. It can't happen here in my neighborhood. That type of arrogance is disgusting. It's not only unrealistic. It's not only delusional. It's disgusting because you haven't been paying attention to what's going on in America. Anyone remember the long, hot summer in the 60s, right?
Oh, yes.
What were there, 180 violent riots around the country?
Easily.
Don't tell yourself it can't happen in America. I think there were 40 cities rioting in one night in the 1960s. We've seen riots in Atlanta. We've seen violence all over this country. And the interesting thing about having a firearm, I can testify this personally because I was in Ferguson, is armed men keep the peace when people want to be violent. It's amazing what the protesters and the violent people in Ferguson were willing to do when no armed men were around. But you put armed men on all the rooftops and all of a sudden buildings aren't being burnt down anymore. Maybe it's because Missouri's law allows you to shoot someone to use lethal force if they're trying to burn a building that human beings are inside of.
That's right.
You know, it's a deterrent. Anyone who thinks that firearms are not a deterrent to violence and crime does not understand human nature. So, on the foundation of that knowledge and lack of arrogance, knowing that you do need a functioning firearm, you may need one, that you're not in some protected bubble that can't be touched, maybe you should have some spare parts in case something breaks on your firearm so you can get it up and working again quickly. Those spare parts include, on the AR-15, the first thing you must change is that bolt catch. I change over 100 of those a year now. Imagine that. Tier 1 Weapon Systems, my weapons manufacturing company, who tries to help students at the Freedom Center when they come train. We change these things out all the time. They break all the time. So you need to go to a billet bolt catch. That's number one. That's the most common failure on the AR-15. The second most common failure is the bolt itself. So the AR-15 has a bolt with a hole in it for the cam pin. The cam pin, we'll talk more after the break about the bolt.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My website is thelibertyman.com. If you want to know what's going on with the worst crime in human history, that would be the COVID-19 vaccinations. I got a panel at my website with more than 200 articles and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying now, in no uncertain terms, he's not mincing his words at all, that the intention of these COVID vaccinations is to kill and hurt people. It's not a side effect. It's what they're designed and meant to do. My Labor Day sale of Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until midnight a week from today. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Go and place your order at my website using MasterCard, PayPal, Visa. I'll call my toll-free airline 24 hours a day. I refund the sale price manually. The toll-free air line is 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols, very high-end first aid training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtraining.net. And once this lawsuit is over this coming winter, we're going to really upgrade everything we do, won't we, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait till we get past these lawsuits and some of the training money can go back to building out the Freedom Center. Right now we're using about 27 acres out of 105. And we've got areas where we could build another 10 combat ranges and another 300-yard rifle range. I mean, we've got a lot we can do to upgrade the facility, to expand the facility, and to provide more types of training and certainly more services. I want to get the climbing tower built, the shooting tower. It'll be a combination shooting and climbing tower on the 1,000-yard range. So we'll be able to teach the effects of inclination angle shooting. We'll be able to teach people how to shoot off rappel while in the vertical world. It'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. During a break, I was looking over some videos about the L.A. riots in 1992, 31 years ago. I've interviewed several people who were there. One gentleman, he was a Los Angeles Fire Department firefighter. He says, John, after the fire was over and we were in a cleanup phase, we found military issue incendiary devices in many of these burned out buildings. The kind of things normal people can't get their hands on, can they?
That is true. Yeah, that's really something.
It was. And at the time, and I didn't see, I only had 3 minutes, but the Korean businessmen were many times, these were two-story structures where the business was on the first floor, the home was on the second floor, and their livelihood, their very lives, financial lives, depended on these businesses existing, not being burned up. And these Korean business owners were on the roofs using rifles and pistols both to defend their homes and their livelihoods, weren't they?
They absolutely were, and we did the same thing in Ferguson to prevent arson. Can you believe this Thanksgiving, the Ferguson riots and all that burning will be literally 9 years ago?
Time flies when you're having fun. Yep.
It sure does.
I know. Well, if you've got a question or comment, this is Farmers Money. Give us a call at 512-248-8252. I had a listener send an email. He can't call in. He asked, how did you guys in Vietnam keep your firearms from rusting? I responded, we didn't. We would clean them and lubricate them, and several days later, the rifles would be rusting again. But we couldn't even get cleaning patches. We had to use toilet paper to clean our bores with. Of course, we couldn't get ammunition either because my outfit, Psychological Warfare, we were considered a rear unit by the World War II generals who were in charge. They knew that because their knowledge base was World War II, not guerrilla warfare. Because once you were behind the lines of World War II, it was fairly safe, more or less, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It sure was. I think we probably go back to the bolts, you know, and talk about rust and guns and
let's do that.
And that sort of thing, spare parts. So right before the break, we were talking about bolts and why they fail. And the AR-15 bolt has a hole for the cam pin. The cam pin goes into that hole, but it leaves the sides on the outside of the bolt very thin around the cam pin area. And I apologize for getting into the metallurgy of this, but it's just part of what you need to understand. The military specification for bolts for M16s and M4s has for decades been 158 Carpenter steel. That is an absolute horrific choice for a bolt material. There are many, many, many better options. Of course, they're more expensive, which is why they chose the cheap stuff. Oftentimes, military contracts get awarded to the lowest bidders. But the fact of the matter is, we now have bolts made of 9310, which is a very high-grade steel. We make Formula One transmission gears out of those and a whole bunch of other stuffs, like plow blades. The leading edge of a snow plow might be made of a 9300 series steel. Very durable, very tough. Will not fail like the 158 Carpenter steel. We also make bolts out of S7. We also salt bath nitride them. We also nickel boron nitride, some bolts. So we have some modern metallurgy and some modern coatings that completely change the game. A 158 Carpenter steel bolt, if you get 3,500 rounds on that bolt and you go get in a fight and you've got to run three magazines in a row out of that thing, that bolt will break and fail 2.5 magazines in. In other words, less than 90 rounds in, you get that gun and that bolt nice and hot on a gas impingement AR, and that bolt will fail. Now, a modern bolt, a 9310 bolt or an S7 stainless high shock bolt, those bolts will run 60,000 rounds, and you can run 10 magazines through them quickly and get them smoking hot, and they will not fail. That's the difference. So you need to change your bolt catch, and you absolutely need to change that bolt, and you need to go to a billet ambidextrous charging handle, and you need a billet ambidextrous safety. Those are the things that the AR-15 needs. And when you change barrels, make sure you go to a salt bath nitrated barrel. They're easier to clean. They're more accurate. They last a whole hell of a lot longer, and you'll spend a lot less money on cleaning supplies.
Outstanding. What would it take to have a note on the web on the website to give these instructions for AR-15 owners, Sam?
Well, I think I talk about most of these issues during the cleaning video.
Okay. All right. Then that's
but if you have any questions, you can always call the Freedom Center at 417-718-2597.
Right.
If you have any questions about firearms, or you're not sure about the metallurgy, or how do I tell the difference between a 158 Carpenter steel bolt and a 9310 bolt? You know, how do I know what I have? We can answer those questions. No problem.
All right. You ready for some calls, sir?
Why not?
Okay. We got the first, Jerry in Missouri. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for accepting this call. I'm going to be a little bit off topic of what you're talking about, but I only found this about an hour ago. There's something called Hawaii Real Estate, and they have a certain video that says, more evidence, 2 miles from Lahaina fire, a melted car surrounded by gravel. People will look at that and look at the temperatures required to melt this car. There was no grass, no nothing burnt around it. It's an isolated car with aluminum that is totally melted, steel that's melted, everything's melted, and they need 3,000 degrees to get that. If you keep following this, you will find two more cars on this Hawaiian real estate, and they use something that was, I don't know how to describe it. They definitely use something in Hawaii that is top secret. And I would please ask people to look this up, Hawaiian Real Estate, more evidence, 2 miles from Lahaina fire, a melted car surrounded by gravel. When you get on this Hawaiian Real Estate, you're going to find some more examples of, you know, cars that had regular heat. In other words, their tires are not completely melted with a wire just hanging there. And you'll be able to see that something happened to these three cars. And I really would appreciate any of y'all, you know, I know that you're, you know, a lot of people listen to RBN. Please look at this. This is more than just firearms. This is about you better have what you need, because we're in deep doo-doo, folks. Thank you for your time. I hope that somebody will take a look at this and start trying to share this on other shows on RBN, because it'll frost your fanny when you see this. Thank you for your time, and I'll continue listening.
Thank you, Jerry. We appreciate it. You have any thoughts on this topic, Sam, before we move on to our next caller?
Not until I look at the evidence. No comment.
Yeah, well, our next caller has got a follow-up. He is a retired airline pilot living in Hawaii. Teddy also did a YouTube video that I just got this morning. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but our next caller is Teddy in Hawaii. Good morning, Teddy.
Hi, John. Hi, Sam. Good morning. Yeah, this man's call is a perfect segue for me. I was actually there, my feet on the ground, exactly that place they're talking about. That's Kanapali, 2 miles north of Lahaina. I was there this Friday, 2 days ago, and, you know, it's mind-boggling. I mean, the whole scene there in Lahaina, it is a war zone. It is a ground zero. It is all things bad you can think of, and the people are traumatized to the max. So I just think if you can just step back and think about what these people have been through and what they're still going through, and they go to sleep at night with that mess there. They wake up in the morning with that mess there, and there's no solutions coming. The government has completely failed them. FEMA has failed them. Red Cross has failed them. I don't know who's going to be the white knight, but I think it's us people, we the people. So we had a meeting in our church last night, just what we can do, what emergency action we can take, and we just decided we've got to take some action. But getting back to that car, I don't know. We keep getting thrown off the trail, and Sam is right. We need to kind of keep back and look at the evidence. Everybody wants to jump on this directed energy weapon and Star Wars and lasers. That may be part of it, but I would just like to say this is what I did in my latest video. Nobody is talking about the obvious. The obvious is arson. These are arson fires. Arson started for an agenda, for a purpose. And we were talking last night, starting out, why Maui? Why Lahaina? Well, the evidence is all there under our nose. Josh Green is the World Economic Forum's darling baby, the 15-minute smart city boy, the agenda of AI and global warming, and pledged to make Maui the first smart island. Well, we laughed. Me and my driver, we drove around all day Friday on Maui. And he was in the fire. He escaped with the shirt on his back, my driver. And we actually laughed when we started thinking about these fools, these idiots that cannot, open a pop bottle themselves, the chief of police, the mayor, and the fire chief. We call them the Three Stooges, and how the Three Stooges want to build a smart city. Now, if that's not an oxymoron, you don't know what is, and we just had to laugh. And I mean, you have to have a little humor, but you talk to the people, I realized, and you probably know this well, John, and you, Sam, I look at their eyes. I'm talking the local people, the Hawaiian people there. They have that 1,000-yard stare. They have that severe trauma. They all of them are like walking through a bad dream. So I'm telling you, I was at the West Maui Airport. It's a little tiny strip, I don't know, 2,000 feet long. Hawaiian Airlines built that in the 1980s. I was part of helping that to be built. But I stopped in that airport terminal, and there was nobody in there. They only have 3 flights a day. But 2 ladies working the counter, 2 Hawaiian ladies, but they told me so much just in looking at their eyes, looking at their faces. But the love of these people, they're still good. It's still there. Their spirit is strong. The Hawaiian people are wonderful. They're smart. They are not represented by this phony, fraudulent Nazi government. And Josh Green is, I call him the Pittsburgh Steeler. He's from Pittsburgh, and he's a stealer to steal the land. He's not Hawaiian. He's got nothing to do. He's a plant. But anyway, if I can answer questions, but, I mean, Lahaina is locked down. They put a fence around it. You can't see anything. Military is blockading the streets. The National Guard is reduced to being traffic cops. That's all they're doing. I asked one of the National Guardsmen there at Front Street. We couldn't get into Front Street, but he said they're under the authority of the Maui Police Department. And I'm just wondering, John, you as a soldier, since when is the National Guard under the authority of the Maui Police? I don't understand it. Aren't they supposed to save the people?
The National Guard is under the authority of the governor. The governor can transfer... Yes. Direct command and control to anybody that the governor chooses to on a temporary basis.
Yep.
So why would you choose this Palantino guy from the worst crime in American history, the shooting in Las Vegas, his failure there? We never heard any answers about that. Why they put him in charge, hire him in Maui, and now he's in charge of the National Guard? I mean, let me just say the simple solution. If I was the governor of Hawaii today, I would pick up the phone. I'd call the commanding general of the National Guard and tell them, get their butt over there to Maui with everything they've got, their tents, their air-conditioned mess halls, their showers, their water, and put a safe zone for the people there and give the people a sense of protection. They're doing nothing. They're just nothing but traffic cops. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for all of this. It is a land grab.
We'll finish up your comments after the break here, Teddy. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Teddy, let's wrap up your thoughts for today on the events in Hawaii, sir.
Yes, well, if I could, maybe I could just give my YouTube name.
Let's
people could look at
Let's
what I
that.
Did. It's called the Barefoot Believers Hawaii Live. If you go there on YouTube, Barefoot Believers Hawaii Live, while it's still up, I have more details on it. But The body count is in the hundreds of what the already bodies they pulled out of the water, the Molokai fishermen pulled out of the water. I believe it's going to end up in the thousands. This is all being suppressed. This is propaganda, media control, just like 9/11 and Waco and everything else. There's a pattern. There's a reason. Lahaina sits on the biggest geothermal deposit in Hawaii, the second biggest. So they have a reason they want Lahaina. But I just want to say there's a media blackout. There's no truth coming out. The investigators are covering up the evidence there every day. We need legitimate investigation. We need intervention somehow. I don't know by who. There is no Congress anymore. There is no FBI. But FEMA, Red Cross are not helping anybody. The people need help. Just pray for Hawaii. Don't give money to the Red Cross. Please, please, please. Send it to good churches. There's a guy in Hawaii, J.D. Farag, has a good church. They're sending the money 100% there to Maui. But there's two Mauis. And let me just say, Maui is open for business. Things are business as usual in 90% of Maui. Just Lahaina is got the bowl dropped over it, the blanket, and it's being targeted. The people are being kicked out. They want their land. But Maui wants tourists to come. Don't listen to the government. They need tourism. They have no other business. They have no other income. And 90% of the island is business as usual. So I just want to tell the people, don't give up. But, I mean, you got to think this can happen to you next. So listen to John, listen to Sam, prepare, be smart, and be able to act on your own. Those that disobeyed the police survived on Front Street and escaped. Those that listened burned to death in their cars, and whole families died in their cars.
Yep. Hey, that's Ted, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Why don't we have these young guys with drones and video cameras flying above that fence all over that place and documenting it?
Because the FAA has made that a no-fly zone up to 3,000 feet. You can't fly a drone, even a drone, around there. This is the question, Sam. Why the secrecy? Why the blackout?
Well, why a no-fly zone? What right do they have to make it a no-fly zone for a drone?
They don't. But they just
a drone is no threat to anyone on the ground there.
Well, I'm telling you, the police, Maui police, and the National Guard have blockaded and locked down that whole ground zero, they call it. You can't get on Front Street. The police will be all over you in 1 second. And it is scary. It's a war zone. Occupying.
Give us a few more minutes after the break to wrap this up. We'll give you a few more minutes here, Ted. We'll be right back after the break.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.